Middle of summer, you're hot, you're sweating, you're getting your sweat all over the furniture. It is. It's gross. You should just cool your house off. And how are you going to do that? You talk to my friends over at Heat and Cool, America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. So you don't have to go to a store. You can just shop online. You can find what you're looking for because they will direct you. You'll answer a couple of quick questions on the website. They'll show you your options. Your technician can talk in a little chat room with somebody over at Heat and Cool. They'll direct you to buy the right thing. They'll ship it to your house free if you live in the contiguous United States. And then Heat and Cool offers an industry first, a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases. And oh, by the way, most of their orders ship the same day that you order them. Heat and Cool experts have been doing this for more than 20 years, and they'll meet or beat a lower price on an individual in-stock item from another online authorized reseller, and they'll beat that price by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Hey, click on the Heat and Cool button on our sponsor page at the website and cool off the house so you don't have to mop up the furniture anymore, will you? Heat and Cool! Oh, coming up a little later, the new Tarzan movie opens today, and the Spielberg movie takes on the Roald Dahl classic, the BFG. Are they any good? Manny the Movie Guy joins us coming up in the sixth segment of today's show. But we're in the right in the middle of the fifth segment right now. And stuff that you should have learned. Joining me now is the co-author of the book, The Useful Book, 201 Life Skills They Used to Teach in Home Ec and Shop, Sharon Bowers. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so great that you're here. You and your husband, David, wrote this book, and obviously there's a need, isn't there?
Yes. You know, when I was in seventh grade, it was just a matter of course that everybody took home ec and shop, and it tended to fall along the lines of girls taking the one and boys taking the other. You don't need to guess which. But as school districts have cut those classes, you know, my two sons are 10 and 13, and no prospect of that. There won't be home ec and shop classes for them, and we started to realize that if you don't learn these skills somewhere, you know, where are you going to get them? You know, working parents, even if they're perfectly capable of coming home and making dinner and doing the laundry, often don't have time to show their children how. It's often easier to do it yourself. So we developed this for, you know, the whole generation of people who have missed out on these skills. When you think of the things our parents and grandparents used to do for themselves, that knowledge has dwindled to where, you know, my mother raising four children used to make us clothes, and I wouldn't dream of doing such a thing.
Yeah, and you know what? And also, if you take shop, you have an opportunity when you're older to talk to your kids or show your kids or your grandkids the scars that you get, like the one I got when I ran into a jigsaw trying to cut something out.
I do have to wonder if it's not merely educational philosophy and just rising insurance costs that made a lot of school districts get rid of their shop classes.
Sure, sure. Yeah, my teacher back in the day said, here, let me stick some tape on that. Okay, get over there and cut some more stuff. So what kind of basic skills are we talking about, really?
We assumed an absolute lack of knowledge and yet a great deal of ability. So the way that we structured this book was the first half is home ec, and it literally starts with how to boil water, and it goes on to how to cook an egg, how to zest a lemon. You know, we progress through, like, roasting chicken and, like, stocking your fridge and getting dinner on the table, and then as we get into sewing and buttons and a few sewing projects and even some life skills. We have things like how to write a thank you note and how to lay a table. Not all of which you necessarily need to know, but it's the...
Wait a minute. How to lay a table? Was that something they taught in home ec when the boys were segregated out of that class? What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they pretty much were, you know, the direction of the forks and the knives and how to fold napkins.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, it's something you're probably not going to do a whole lot of, and yet if you did want once in a lifetime to have a formal dinner party, you know, there's certain rules of how it's done. Even if you want to break them, you should know what they are so that you know what you're doing.
If your son or daughter starts dating the son or daughter of a diplomat, then you might have to worry about that. You know, let me ask you this, Sharon. Have times and attitudes changed so much that when it comes to household items like clothing, furniture, electronics, etc., people would rather just buy another one instead of fixing the one they have?
Well, most definitely. You know, my father always changed the oil in the car, and he would no more have dreamed of paying somebody to do that for him than he would have dreamed of paying them to rewire a lamp. Whereas, you know, for most of us, if a lamp breaks, we put it in the garbage and we go to the big box store and we buy another one, you know. And I think the cheap availability of things has made us be very much that throwaway culture. But also we just don't know how to fix it. We don't know how. And I think it's important to feel that you are empowered enough to be able to repair things.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you do something like that, You can agree with me, I think, on this one, is when you do fix something yourself, you could take a couple steps back and say, yeah, I did that.
Exactly. You know, because happily I have a partner, a spouse, who is able to do a lot of the DIY and happy and willing to, you know, if the kitchen sink is clogged, we don't call a plumber. You know, I know that he has to turn off the water and get down there with a wrench and take out the U-bend and a bucket to catch any water and clean out the gunk. But that said, if he wasn't there, I could do it myself. I know it's possible. I have the tools, you know, and it's very empowering to think, oh, no, what do? I have to call somebody. There's a lot of things that you don't have to call somebody. You just need a few basic skills and some tools.
But do we have all the tools? You mentioned cars a moment ago, and modern automobile engines mystify me a little. It seems like you need to buy one of those computers the repair shops all have to know what to adjust.
Well, that's true.
I mean, is a car repair still a DIY thing or not?
There are some things that, of course, you're going to open it and be like, wow, this is not DIY. And yet, nonetheless, even with the most advanced, most fancy cars, generally the way to change the oil or to fill the fluids or to change the windscreen wiper, there's generally a way that you still can do it yourself, you know. And if not, you know, it's probably some vehicle you knew was going to have to go back to the dealership in the first place. But the other thing is, shop gets incredibly more complicated in the book than maybe the initial how to boil water, you know. How often do you need to repair a crack in your concrete driveway? And yet we do have, you know, a technique for doing that.
Well,
you know,
I have to absolutely have to do that right now. So I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah.
Let's go down gender lines, and maybe it shouldn't be down gender lines, but it has been historically. Sewing. My wife is with you. She believes they should still teach sewing in school. But today, if something is ripped or torn or a button falls off, it's a great reason to go shopping. Yay!
It's true. Well, and you know, the way I set a button now is the way that my 7th grade home ec teacher taught me. And it was the really professional way to do it. But, you know, we all end up with those heaps of mending in our houses that are pretty much never going to get touched. But you know, with a needle and thread and a little know-how, or a sewing machines used to be kind of a major investment. And now you can go to a store and get a pretty terrific functional sewing machine for less than $100. So, you know, like, my kid's backpack tore the other day, and a sewing machine is a strong enough, you know, seam to just stitch up the side. I didn't have to put it in the garbage. I just sewed it, you know. And
will you show me how to thread a bobbin?
That is one of those things where, you know, your own sewing machine is going to come with its own manual, and yet it's kind of a basic skill, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Because once somebody gets busy with something that they're doing at home, the DIY thing, it power tools almost always come into play, or maybe you're cutting or scraping or sanding. Pain is inevitably going to follow shortly afterwards. Is there attention given in the book to safety?
Yes, very much so. And, you know, even jobs that might seem really big where you want to call in a professional, such as refinishing a floor, you know, we do give instructions of how to do it, and you can kind of read that and be like, oh, I think I can do that, or, it's not worth my time. Whereas there are some things, like, if you're talking about the mains, if it's where the electricity or the water comes into your house, or gas, anything to do with gas, you know, that's even in some cases legally left to the professionals. You know, you're not supposed to be meddling with the gas lines. So we certainly do talk about that, and in basically all of our woodworking and metalworking projects, just as if you were in a shop class, you know, it's crucial that you're wearing the proper safety gear. You should never be turning on anything like a wood saw without goggles. I mean, I'm sure that there are plenty of woodworking hobbyists who don't, and yet for anybody who would be attempting a project with these instructions, you know, safety is always the most crucial thing.
You are so on top of the case here, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to make the case, because you know who your competition is, don't you?
YouTube?
Yes, exactly. So make the case for having a wonderful book like the useful book, 201 Life Skills They Used to Teach in Home Ec and Shop. Make the case for that versus just, I'm going to dial up YouTube and search whatever it is I'm doing right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I would often turn to them myself. It's a fantastic resource. I mean, the internet in general, you can basically find everything. But what's interesting is that a lot of young people in particular don't necessarily know the things that they need to know, you know? It's this is the benefit of an old-fashioned book, is that one place is curated the projects that you need to know. And you might think, oh, that's really fascinating how you set that table. You could go Google it and find out more. You could be like, I don't want to repair my concrete driveway that way. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find a lot more about different ways and techniques and methods. But But what this gives you is the sort of basic handbook of what skills you're going to need to know, and it gives you all the basic instructions to do it, and then any additional refinements, you know where to go out and find them.
I like it. Complete yourself as a person with the book, as opposed to waiting until something comes up and search it on YouTube.
That maybe I didn't quite have in mind, but sure.
Yes, of course. The book's available in the store on our website. It's called, once again, The Useful Book, 201 Life Skills They Used to Teach in Home, Ec, and Shop. Sharon Bowers is the co-author. Her husband, David, is the guy with the tool set. He's got a tool belt,
yeah,
the whole
true.
Thing. Yeah. Sharon, a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. And so we're going to talk about 4th of July, finally, coming up in just a moment. We have the most popular 4th of July songs. Can you name any of them just in your head? Don't do it yet.
Oh,
I just want you to think about
That's
it. In your
right.
head.
Right.
In your head first. But I want to put something indelibly marked in your memory, and it's a company called Aquasana. And why do you need Aquasana? Because the water that's coming out of your tap is slowly killing your family. And that's on you, bud. It's on you. I could send the police over to your house and charge you with an accessory to a crime.
Dirty water.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because you know what's in that water? Heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, industrial solvents, and don't forget there's chlorine. And Aquasana, they have water filtration systems that remove 97% of the chlorine from your tap water because it comes out of your shower, it evaporates, and it turns into chlorine gas, and it's in your house, and everybody's breathing it. See? Look, what's it? Gosh, your family, what are you thinking? I want you to just go to the sponsor page of PhilHewlettAndFriends.com. I want you to click on the Aquasana button, and you will get 40% off and free shipping on a complete system like this one. The 1 million gallon Rhino whole house filtration system. They have them if you have your house plumbed to the city service, or if you have a well, it doesn't matter. They still can take care of your house and save your family, which is really what you should be doing, bud. Now, this system usually costs $1,600. It's yours for just $978.99. That's 40% off. Aquasana. Go to the sponsor page and live healthy. Okay, here we go. Where are we exactly? Oh, yes, the 14 most popular 4th of July songs. But I want to remind you that the new Tarzan movie opens today, and the Spielberg movie, the BFG. And it's a long weekend, too, so that means boffo box office bucks.
Yes.
Right? So big-time blockbusters. Manny the Movie Guy is coming up in just a few minutes here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. So let's take a look at some of the list here. There's YouTube looked at their search results for the last 3 years to figure out which songs are the biggest get the biggest bump in the 4th of July. And God Bless America is on the list.
Okay.
The Star Spangled Banner is on the list.
Of course.
Yankee Doodle is on the list.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And we'll start at the bottom of the list here. This is the top 14. Number 14 is a song I think you might recognize. It starts with an F, and followed by an O, and is by a band that starts with a C. And it is that one.
Oh. I like these guys. Oh. CCR.
Yeah, I'm going in reverse order.
I like it.
So that is the number 14 on the list. There he goes. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. Toby Keith's song is in there too, Red Solo Cup.
Oh, gosh.
Red
Don't
Solo
get that stuck
Cup.
In my head. It does not come out of your head once you get that.
Oh, boy.
Katy Perry's on the list twice. Teenage Dream is one of them. We'll hear another one of her songs in a moment. But everybody's favorite teen queen who's grown up to just be a nightmare is Miley Cyrus. And she has the number 11 spot.
Yes, I like this song.
What you know what this is?
Yes, this is Party in the USA.
Of course, 4th of July music right there.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with my dream in my cardigan.
Look at you.
She thinks she's in a car.
This is patriotic stuff right here.
Yes, exactly.
All right, next we have American Pie by Don McLean. That's a song that never ends. It's like 100 minutes long, isn't it? There's only the song about that boat that sank is longer than that one. Okay, back to Katy Perry for number 9. You know this one?
She likes this one too. Look,
this is
look
the
at her.
Firework
She's
one,
rocking
right?
out to it.
Yeah, Firework.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?
Wow.
Look, Emily's singing along.
I'm telling you.
All right, she gets around to talk about fireworks at some point.
I couldn't tell if that was Emily or the artist.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right, Katie's going to go off like a firework, like a Roman candle here in a second. The national anthem I told you was on the list. Toby Keith has a song called Hope on the Rocks.
Don't know that one.
Okay, I'll sing that one.
Okay,
no.
Please.
No, I'm just not. Are you kidding?
Here's one that makes absolutely no sense to me, and it's from Bruce Springsteen. How in the world is this a 4th of July song, but it gets a bump, according to YouTube? You know what this is?
I don't know the song.
I dare you to sing.
I don't know it.
Here comes his gravelly voice. I went down to the river to hang out with Mary, and then...
I don't know this one.
We went to the shake shop by the Jersey Shore.
I'm confused.
It's Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen.
Interesting.
We're not going to let him sing. All right. Okay. See you later, Bruce. The song has nothing to do with 4th of July. Yankee Doodle, Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America. Of course, they're all on the list. And back to Toby Keith for the number 2 spot.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always...
Oh, I think I know this one.
Recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
That's called Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, see, it picks up.
Yeah, it does, but it's one of those things where, okay, probably the easiest song to write on the planet if you wanted to just get people to stand up and cheer and wave their flags. And,
right.
And Lee Greenwood did the same kind of thing with God Bless the USA, and that's the number one. So those are the top songs.
Well, I'm still waiting for Springsteen to...
He hasn't started singing
yet. No, he's still...
We're still getting the intro.
Goodness. He's still down by the river with Mary.
Yeah.
In a van.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we definitely are going to talk to Manny coming up in just a little bit. And just a quick thing, something random I promised I was going to do. We were talking hot dogs?
Yes.
The first Subway sandwich shop was not called Subway.
What?
It opened in Bridgeport, Connecticut in 1965. They changed the name. They renamed it to Subway 3 years after it opened. But it was not called Subway Sandwiches. It was called, do you have any idea?
No.
It was called Pete's Super Submarines.
Well, that's random.
Well, remember I said, before we went on there, I said submarine?
Because
there used to be submarine
right.
sandwiches.
Yeah.
And if you've been watching soccer this week, when Iceland beat England on Monday, 99.8% of the TVs in Iceland were watching the game.
Wow.
Yeah. The other guy that wasn't part of that,
yeah,
it was watching the Volcano Channel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Kardashians.
Oh, gosh.
You never know. They probably have their claws into that as well.
Oh, boy.
Tarzan, Spielberg. Good weekend for the movies. Yeah. We think, are any of the big movies any good? Well, Manny the movie guy has seen them all. In fact, he's probably interviewed Spielberg, I bet he's got a thing for Tarzan. What do you want to bet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Manny the Movie Guy coming up in just a moment here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports of Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.